You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show.
Hey, it's AfterBuzz TV. We're The Fosters After Show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Leaky Faucets, the episode that just aired. What a coincidence. I'm Jeffrey Masters. Joining me.
Hi, guys. I'm Jillian Left.
I'm Stephanie Georgie, and our special guest this evening is...
Chris Downey. How's it going, guys?
How are Thanks you? For being here.
Of course.
Now, guys, you know, if you watch The Fosters... Chris isn't exactly a character on The Fosters, but he has provided plenty of character for the actors. Oh. He is in charge of choreographing all those fancy dance numbers that we have been enjoying this season. Mm-hmm. So bravo, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome.
We get the characters to dance a little bit on the show, as you can tell. So pretty fun. Pretty fun.
We're super excited to talk about it.
Yeah, I think we should say right away, the viral Britney video that everyone's sharing with Radley, I saw pop up again last week. Chris also choreographed.
Thanks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen that video, Radley basically flash mobs hit his best friend. And it's amazing.
All right. Pretty crazy. We'll get to that. Yeah. But before we do, I think we need to talk about Liam.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How dare they bring him back?
I know.
Is that a joke?
Although, wait. I wrote this down and I told Steph I was going to tease her. When Liam came on the screen, she goes, he looked mad hot, though. Like
he was buff, y'all. I know. You guys saw him in his shirt that way. I was like, what, Liam?
I was a little surprised by the reaction because I feel like if Jake heard you, that's sort of a little bit of betrayal, no?
I mean... It's okay. Jake already, we saw that he's all about someone else this episode.
Heartbreaking. We'll get to that later.
Of course, man. I feel like rubbing some Neosporin on it for him.
Man.
Everyone makes fun of me because I love Jake Tiosi.
You love Jake.
I do.
Yeah. Don't call all the girls, right?
Anybody under 12, she likes.
No.
Anyone like 18 and a half and up.
One Direction.
What did you do when they posted the shirtless photo on the Instagram? Did you see that photo of Jake?
I didn't see it.
Oh.
Yeah, her phone's been out of commission for a while, so once she gets that fixed, I'm sure she's going to have a lot of scrolling to do.
No, I already told you, I don't even care about that guy. Whatever.
What's his name again?
Like something Austin.
I don't remember. Something
she's like
Austin.
So over it, it's fine. Okay, wait, so back to Liam. Liam did look fine, but we know that he's a bad guy.
Yes.
Absolutely. He's been popping up the last couple episodes. I didn't think it was going to be like actual Liam again. I thought it was like a mirage.
Right. Well, no, because
foolishly
Wyatt and Brandon took care of that. It was not a mirage. They tested
it. Oh, I still thought it was a mirage. No, was it actually him? Somebody tweet me. Tell me. Let me know. No.
That was sad. I'm upset because I didn't think that Callie was going to get upset about it. Or did you see that coming?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think
she was already
upset that Liam was there, but I didn't think she'd be so upset about Brandon and Wyatt.
She was already in this agitated state. They really made a big emphasis on her, like, panic attack she's been having.
Yeah, it sort of foreshadowed for me. She had this, like, really intense therapy session, and I guess she's been going to therapy, and as we all know in last episode, she almost got blown up in a house.
Mm-hmm.
The Callie drama is really never-ending, and as soon as she said that you need to trust Wyatt, I just sort of had a feeling in my gut that she's really never going to trust... I mean, really, she trusts Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know that I ship Bradley.
I know. Whatever reason it was. And, yeah, I ship Bradley also, but I love Wyatt. I love Wyatt so much. If that was supposed to happen, I'd go for it. But you guys, Brandon and Callie are meant to be. Sorry.
Oh, I feel not.
Well, wait.
I ship single Callie. Girl needs to work on herself.
Right?
I love the therapist. I love the Brene Brown therapist scene because she said everything I've wanted to tell Callie all season. Girl, figure it out.
Wait, what did she... I wrote down, act on your instincts and you'll feel safe.
Yeah.
That's what she said. That's but like, I'm sorry, that. and I brought this up to them while we were watching the show. So Alex Saxton is on an MTV show called Finding Carter, and I feel like they left the Wyatt Kelly relationship like this because I don't think there's news that Finding Carter got picked up yet. So who knows if Alex Saxton is moving full time to that show? I know that he has a large character role on it.
Yeah.
Or he's gonna still be moonlighting on the Fosters like he has been this season. I think that they kind of left it up in the air for us, and since we're in the know, we should tell you that that's also what's going on.
Here we are. And I mean, the writers are smart. They did the same thing with Bianca Santos last season. Another MTV show. They keep poaching ABC Family.
I know.
Look at that. Young, hot people, man.
I guess.
Getting snatched.
But getting money.
I think
getting money. Yes, sir.
I think the real question is, though, if he does join the MTV show, will they cut his hair?
No, he's what on the MTV show, and his hair is beautiful and long.
Oh, you saw it?
It's been on the air, babe.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Jeffrey.
What ear?
I think it's on Wednesday nights or Tuesday nights.
I only watch the Fosters. I'm loyal. What can I say?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Amen.
Loyal to the fans.
I'll be the president of the Alex Saxton fan club. It's okay.
Okay. Speaking of Alex, though, who plays Wyatt, I loved his line. I wrote it down. But what did I do wrong?
Oh, but like, and you know what? He said it before, and it makes me sad because he said, I was just trying to take care of you. That's all he wants to do, poor thing.
And he's in high school. They don't know how to take care of people.
Hey, Kelly shot him down when she said, maybe you just don't know how. Hint, hint, Brandon does.
You want that so bad.
I just love it. It's just...
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
You don't know, Dad.
Fans, since I know that there are even shippers out there, let us know who you ship again. I'd love a representation on my Twitter so I can finally put Mr. Masters to rest.
Maybe a pie chart.
I do appreciate everyone who is supporting Jeffrey's opinion.
Yeah. So do I.
Because now you're not alone. They're telling you, don't worry, Jeff, you're not alone.
Oh, my phone's already blowing up. Excuse me, I have to take this call. Hello? Oh, Bradley. okay, wait, remind me, where did this word ship come from again?
Stephen Lemieux said that, because they ship them together, like they...
Like cargo?
Yeah.
That's really funny. Because I never heard of this until like 18 months ago. I've been counting.
They float away in the love boat.
Oh, maybe it's like Titanic, like the ultimate love story. No. Who's on the ship together?
Right, possibly.
Okay, so remind us of that too.
I think it's just putting them in the box. They're shipping them together.
Box.
No, I'm just using that as an example. My example sucked. Okay, we're moving on.
It's all the way to Asia.
Yeah.
That's where the next season's taking place, by the way. Spoiler alert, Chris told us that earlier.
Yeah.
Asia.
Let's see.
Tokyo.
Okay, so all this stuff happened with Callie. I thought that her and Steph at the end of the episode finally had the most wonderful, heartwarming mommy moment, mommy daughter moment. It was sort of the first time that we've really seen them come together. My heart was warm. It's still warm.
I actually didn't appreciate that because it made me cry more than I wanted to, and my mascara is gone, so thanks.
Actually, Terry killed it this episode.
She did. Oh, it was so
God.
Good.
This was her.
The second she saw the towel. And you know what? I think we were all waiting for Steph's reaction to this because she hasn't grieved. Mm-hmm. And Lena even said it. We're both grieving, but we're like, nobody's seen Stephanie grieve yet. And now, finally.
And you know what?
She showed it.
Chris, you were sitting in traffic. You need to go back and watch this episode because Terry Polo is going to make you cry.
Every episode makes me cry.
Yeah, she's...
Like, I go, Bradley, you suck. I just spend all day crying when I go through my episodes. I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
What is
But
this?
I believe it. I need to go
No,
back.
It was such a great performance from her.
It was a great performance, and she was in a sleeveless shirt this episode. Girl's got some guns.
Yeah, she was her sexy.
Mama Tiger.
She had found one of Frankie's, like, the baby's towels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then... She just broke down.
And now you don't need to watch it.
Sorry.
Definitely not. Special segment with Jillian. Baby bump alert. How are they hiding it this episode? Again.
With a video camera.
With Skype.
With connected.
It's so calls. Great.
I peeped that out too because I was like, wow, what video camera thing only shows your face and that large?
Listen, even on pregnancy leave, Sherry Somm, she's working it.
She really is.
She's a girl after my own heart, really. I hope to still look that beautiful and thin when I am pregnant with twins.
I don't mean to say this vulgarly, but her face didn't even get fat. I feel like a lot of my pregnancy friends are I'm like, sorry.
It literally was like chin up. I just imagine like her being like telling the nurse, be like, tilt it a little more there. Like, show my shoulder.
Get the clavicle. It's fine.
Yeah, if anything, her cheekbones just keep getting bigger. I'm like, how does she do it?
I know, looking like Maleficent.
I love it. Okay. But like, but the, in a good way.
Good way, because we're all obsessed with that. So
yeah,
I
in right. a good way.
Okay, so other drama. Everyone's at this Mexico. Everyone's in Mexico. They travel. They're on a boat. They're on a ship. Hey, it's a ship. They're at this Mexican festival, Hispanic, mm-hmm. Latino. They don't say exactly, but everyone's there, mm-hmm. including Anna. Okay, oh, so shit. I'm mad. The one thing we can count on all season, throughout all seasons, says that we can hate Anna.
Mm-hmm. And that she wasn't going to be around.
Yeah, and now she's turning to like a sympathetic character. I'm like, maybe on her side, dare I say. I'm very upset about it. And she straightened her hair. It looks great.
She looks good. Yeah. And Matt opened up the box for Mariana to feel for her again.
Dude, how cute are they?
They're super cute.
They're
I swear. I appreciate him saying that she should be proud of herself and everything, but... Oh, I just feel bad for Steph and Lena. However, we did see in the future that Lena is going to have one of those other great conversations with Mariana, being the best mom ever award, telling her that it's okay.
At this point, she's just quoting Oprah, like, every episode.
It's just wise words. You could write a book on this.
I know, but she's just so, the way she does it, I'm like, you're right. Okay, thank you. I'm going to listen to you. Normally, I'd be like, oh, thank you. I never listen to what anyone tells me to do.
Yeah. They were really spending a lot of time on making Anna, like, this... sympathetic person that we can like relate to and like, that we see that she's trying to get sober and like we believe
with
her
with the books and everything, the way that her and Mike, because Mike's trying to do like an actual session with her.
So I wrote that down because I obviously watch a lot of TV working at AfterBuzz, and it's the first time that I've ever seen somebody read out of an AA book, and I don't know if that's something that's new to television. I know that it's definitely probably new to ABC Family, but for anybody that is a recovering alcoholic and alcoholic going through this right now, that sort of had to hit home. I mean, they're sort of dealing with substance abuse on another level.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how she read a passage from it, and she's sort of going through the steps on camera. Mm-hmm. And it almost, you know, obviously it makes us feel for her more. But I really like these new characters that they've been introducing. I love Matt. And, you know, we kind of thought in the previews, I think we were a little accusatory. I think we thought that he was going to be bringing Mariana to this thing for the wrong reasons.
Right.
And he just flat out said, like, this is what I like, mm-hmm. and I want to share it with you. Meanwhile, I was like, oh my gosh, she's been trying to be white this whole season, and he's going to bring her back to some culture.
Right.
Okay, but also, this is like America the melting pot. Everybody, like, loves, like, trying different cultures. If you're not racist.
Moreover, it's San Diego, which is very common. I mean, I consider myself, like, a quarter Mexican because I grew up right next to the border. Like, I just, it's their culture is so embedded in my culture now because that's how I was raised. I was raised by, like... You know, all those things, those type of festivals, that type of food, that music. Frida, I knew exactly who she was. Mm-hmm. So I think that was cool. And you're right, we did assume it when it could have just easily been like, no, this happens every year. Let's take one to the Del Mar Fair.
I know. Mm-hmm. I assume the worst. So I take that back, fans. I really do. Because I did like what they did with it.
I did think that she was going to go back to Brunette, though, before this episode.
No, she'll be back in the B season.
I agree.
I'm like, fingers crossed. Yeah. Hopefully this man will be working with her again. And we'll get to see a taste of her brown hairography.
Yes. You know, was it hard to dance in a wig? Was that an issue? Really?
Have you danced in a wig?
Well, my lips are sealed on that one. But... No, she definitely had, you know, it kind of hurts, I think, a little bit. I mean, I wasn't there. I'm not her. But she did complain about it a couple times. It's tough. And it's an expensive wig.
It looks like it was right up
to the hairline.
Esmeralda. So. She's an expensive wig.
Oh, yeah. That's
what
we
do know. We got the inside scoop on Esmeralda. Yeah.
That's what the wig is called.
I was like...
The Esmeralda wig?
That's what she named it, Esmeralda.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
I don't know what things I'm allowed to say or not, but okay.
She did.
She's saying she's a diva. She complains a lot.
Not at all.
Just kidding. Sierra's lovely. We love her. I'm glad that they sort of ended the episode on that note, with them sort of coming together for the first time and really connecting, and then...
And he gave her the final rose.
Yeah. Mm. And he put it in her hair. That was always my thing when I was younger. I always wanted a boy to put my hair behind my ear.
Has that happened yet?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Tears.
Chris, will you be the owner?
My hair's all up.
Wipe her tear.
Yeah.
Out of all the things that, like, we can kind of, like, see, like, the arrows pointing towards, like, what might happen, like, they're really building Wyatt up this episode. Trust Wyatt. Wyatt had, like, some amazing, like, loving scenes with Callie where they're just having fun and, like, a food thing. I never saw Anna popping up at the festival.
Oh, we screamed.
I know.
We all screamed.
We screamed so loud because where we watch is... literally right next door to us, and we're pretty sure that the last group of people heard us. Like, we screamed loud. That was the one. That's probably the one thing all season that we didn't even. It didn't even cross my our minds for the slightest second.
No. And also, like, we were talking about Mariana, how she went blonde because her mom is, like, such a negative part of her life, and that symbolizes her Hispanic culture.
And, well, and because of what she did to Lena and Stephanie, like, she felt so bad when she was so, like, ashamed of her mom's for, like, a little bit.
Yeah, but for that to be, like, her connection to, like, the Mexican culture, I thought was, really, like, serious and powerful, and a better reason to go blonde than to, like, try to fit in with the cheerleading team. Yeah, it's like, there's, like, dance team.
Sir.
Let's make sure we got
I was on dance team in high school.
Roll tape. Definitely. Let's go back.
Definitely.
Yes, oh, my God.
So is the dance a sport?
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
It's hard.
What for you?
People actually know, honestly, people don't consider it a sport. A lot of people don't. And growing up being a dancer myself, I had to say, hey, this is a sport. We are being so physical, we have to keep our bodies in shape.
Absolutely.
It's intense.
Have you seen those Under Armour commercials?
Oh.
They're beautiful with the dancers.
Yeah, yeah. Is that in slow motion?
My beginning dance class was like the one time in my life where I lost the most weight and did the most conditioning because we were just training, you know, your basics.
Oh, yeah.
And no, that's labor. And it was an elderly teacher, but she worked us. And I was why are you have more energy than me?
Especially ballet. Ballet.
Well, that's what
we
started.
You were doing ballet.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my god, it was ridiculous.
You know how you see like dancers and like every part of these muscles are defined that you've like never even seen before? Is that because you're using so many different parts of your body to dance, or because you're working out also?
I think it's a combination of both. Mm-hmm. You literally have dance rehearsal every single day, for the most part, when you're in high school, even college.
Yeah.
And you're using your core nonstop. So most dancers have ripped abs, just beyond. Men and women, both, you know. And in addition to that, myself, I go to the gym also. So I'm like dancing and going to the gym and working out, you know, doing CrossFit, but dancing too. So
you're one of those crazies?
Well, because dance to me isn't my exercise.
Right, yeah.
Isn't that kind of, I don't know.
No, it's your work.
Yeah, it's my work. Absolutely. You know, so I'm exercising on the side.
And it
thing,
doesn't
so.
Feel the same. Like, for instance, when I dance, as much as it might be, it's like therapeutic, not a workout.
Yes. It takes you out.
I mean, I like that I sweat, but that's the therapeutic part for me. Whereas when I work out, I'm working out for tone and definition.
Right, so. Right. Absolutely. There's like a goal behind it. But
absolutely.
With dancing, you just listen to music and you just
and
like
you're out
tune
of there.
Out. You know, it's an escape.
It
good
is.
Escape,
you know? I love this. I think I have a plan for after the show.
Uh-oh.
Would you teach us some choreography and we'll put it on Instagram?
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
Please.
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, just like an eight count.
An eight count. We'll
okay.
Do an eight count.
I'll watch.
Yes. You can be behind the camera. We'll dance.
We'll do some pas de bourrées.
Okay, we'll do it. It's so funny with dancers. Like I call it the dance monkey dance. Like everywhere I go, people are like, will you just dance? You know, or like a singer.
Oh, no. I want you to teach me. I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it. You don't even have to do it. You could just stand, look sexy.
Watch?
Yes. Okay, cool. Of course. Right. We're going to do it. Me and you. Okay, look out for that on Instagram, guys.
Do you want some difficult choreo or some more?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
I'm trying to look bomb. I need that to be official, not no Foster's dance team dance. Like, right? Let's go in.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some hair whips, some Beyonce hair whips.
Hey,
okay.
I'm ready with that hair whip. I whipped him earlier today.
What are you doing?
What?
I whipped you earlier with my hair when you were doing the board.
Okay. Anyway, back to the show. So we can also talk about, since we're talking about you know, Matt and the sort of additional characters that the creators have added on, Brandon and Lou this episode. Thoughts?
Yeah.
It reminded me of he's just not that into you. I feel bad for Lou.
Yeah.
She was super cute about the tattoo things, but it was I see now why, like, when someone comes off as tough so much, why it's almost a little bit weird when she started to flirt.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wait, I don't know. Is that what you're doing? Are you being cute or you're just being an
ass? Yeah, but she was like giving him hardcore bedroom eyes. She was like,
yeah, but
and I have another tattoo
that
I can't
took
show
that
you right now.
Because the other one's like, I don't know what to do.
Where is it? Someone tell me.
I know.
Oh my God, I need to tweet Ashley and ask her.
Yeah.
I'll ask her.
Yeah. Where is it?
I mean, do you think she gets that this is like horrible timing or not? Because they can't explain, listen, I like slept with my dad's girlfriend. So, you know, like I'm still upset about her. Like I've been eating lots of donuts. I'm a little overweight. You know, like does she get it?
No, absolutely not. She doesn't know anything that happened.
No, she has no idea.
She's just assuming.
And also, the kids don't know either.
I know.
Oh, I know.
I forgot about that until he brought it up. And he's like, it's just none of our business.
Nobody knows.
Do we think that's going to be like a family secret, though?
No, I think it'll come out later when he's more accepting of it. Like, I think it's just too soon. much too soon, simply too soon.
Okay.
And now that they've reconciled between him and his father, it'll be easier, much easier to talk about because he was holding that, like, was being held over his head, excuse me.
I feel like this, we kind of got, like, some different, like, premonitions of what's going to happen in the finale next week. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like this will be, like, a big issue of next season, perhaps. They won't touch on telling the family that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think it'll be a larger issue. I don't think Danny's gone.
Oh, really?
Nope.
I still want to find
she's
out.
She's not gone until this thing. Issue is completely resolved. And right. It's not. It's not because half the family doesn't know about it.
Send her to jail. Yeah. Let's resolve it.
Well, and we don't know what they've charged her with.
What
or
if. Oh, right. What if she pops up on the next season of Orange is the New Black?
Crossover.
It could work.
I love
I'm
it.
Just saying.
Just what call, you, what call you Netflix after for? This. Oh, I slept with a 16-year-old boy. That's if she were to have that accent.
And she has that accent on the show.
Oh, my God. Okay, I don't want to talk about Mike and Anna anymore. We'll move on to them. Mm-hmm. We'll skip that. Hey, Zeus and Haley. Haley, Zeus. Zeus, hey.
Ooh,
hey.
That's a good one.
She reminds
me. Bring that back to them, please.
I know. I thought Hey, Zeus last week also, like, but hey, Zeus. She's pissing me off right now. Excuse me.
Yeah, she's a little brat.
No, but she's reminding me of those girls. Like, and I, oh my God, I would have.
Haley is the new Talia. I hate this girl. I hate her.
But she got game. So like, she's good. So I gotta give her that. Yeah. But
she's got game. No, she's got her name written on his side.
Well, that's my point.
She's a manipulator.
She's so pretty and she's so cute that he's just like. Bah, 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 bah. Okay.
Oh,
I'm on tattoo.
I think she's psychotic. Oh,
at least they use Barbie handwriting, but I mean, come on.
I bet you it was her signature.
I know, that's horrible.
Imagine.
It looks like Hillary Clinton.
He did some Nick Cannon and Mariah time.
He could change it to Hillary.
Totally. Okay, so you know that scene in Bridesmaids where Rebel Wilson's character gets that?
Oh!
I literally thought he was going to pull it up and it was just going to be this infected, gross.
It looked possibly infected.
It did. Yeah. I'm so, so irritated that he's falling for it so much. It might have to do with the fact that his mom was like, she's really manipulative and now he wants to go against that because that's what kids do.
I'm sorry, this is over the limit, though. You make your boyfriend, like miss his, like, soccer game, like, the team meeting for wrestling. You can, like, make him miss a test, but getting your name tattooed on his body?
Yeah.
So with.
And she wasn't even respectful for when Stephanie came in there. If I was in Haley's position, I'd be like, I'm so sorry. I asked him to do something special for me. It's not his fault. She was like...
I'm just gonna stand here and look pretty. She's really good at that.
She is super good at that.
While we're on the subject, I want to talk about Caitlin a little bit. Since you worked with her, and I think this is a great segue into some of the dancing that's on the episode. So for the most part, you were working with actors that also dance professionally or professional dancers.
Correct.
So that had to be really fun for you.
Yeah, specifically with this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we had heard that Sierra was not as an advanced of a dancer as the rest of the girls and guys. So how did you sort of help her get into the groove? Because she can hang. Mm. It was crazy. She looks great.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
That girl is one of the hardest working girls I've ever worked with. Mm. She went into it knowing, hey, I'm, you know, not a professional dancer. I'm working with all these other professional dancers. So work with me. And she came in with a humble attitude, lots of humility, just like, hey, you know, show me what
to do. I was surprised. I was worried for, like, the modern part of the dancing. I figured she'd be able to do her hip-hop and everything else. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God, what is she going to do with her spins? If she has to do piquet turns? Like, right. Who knows what kind of dancing he's going to do?
Right.
Especially because I knew what kind of a dancer Caitlin was.
Right.
And I was like, ah! Right. So I was nervous.
Crazy enough, she did better in rehearsals for the contemporary than she did the hip-hop.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Totally. Yeah. And on another note, actually, that was my first... contemporary choreography I've ever done in my life.
Oh, really?
Well,
Bradley was like, we need to do this song. It was, I'm blanking on it right now. Christina Perry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And and I was like, I don't know, let's get more of like a, you know, edgy song with some beats and some fun stuff. And he's like, no, I want to do the song. So so we did it, and, you know, I just whipped something out of here, and I was like, all right, let's try this. And it worked out. And she killed it. She was just in there, like, again, working her... butt off.
Yeah, that's one of the moms said that she was like so sore all the time because she would.
I was going to bring that up. She did come to me one night. She's like, you know, I'm having a little trouble. I have some sore muscles and some bumps and bruises. And I was like, you know, I threw her into the deep end, and that's why.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But she worked it out and killed
good
it
for her.
Killed it. And you know, She, everyone else is also very supportive of that. Mm-hmm. Her coming in with kind of a, you know, as a beginner. She also took some beginner classes.
Nice.
Which is great. So she's awesome. Amazing to work with.
That would be intimidating to me, is to be working with people, with those dancers. That would be really, you know, because I already know what I'm casted as. And then, but she handled, like you said, she was humble about it and everything.
Totally.
And that's good. I'm like, oh, okay, guys, don't look at me, please.
Were you on set when they were shooting all of this?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so any funny things happen? I know the fans are, like, really into
actually,
it.
Actually, there's a funny thing that happened. It actually has nothing to do with the actors. So my assistant choreographer, she's going to hate me for saying this. Her name is Sarah Ann Fahey. And we were showing the dancers one of the movements, right? I believe it was episode 4, mm-hmm. The audition episode, where all mm-hmm. the dancers are auditioning to be a part of the team. And she's demonstrating, this is off camera, demonstrating, you know, a double pirouette or whatnot. And Sarah and takes her arm and just lets it go, you know, and the director, is walking up to give a note, and it was in the face, like the entire production
that's
just goes.
That's forced too, because that's where you go.
Oh, it was forced.
She knocked it. I already know she did.
But you know what? Everyone, the director was so cool about it. She felt so bad, but it was amazing. And that was one of, like, the hiccups. But, like, we laugh about it today.
Right.
Because it's such a story to
terrifying.
Tell. It's no, and she was like, oh, my gosh. And
mortified.
You know, but the director was, like, not even really hurt. And it was okay. Lord. But that's actually happened to me so many times in dance classes. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, you know, sometimes I'm just a little bit outside of my box dancing. And it, like, literally, like.
Me
in,
too.
In a performance.
It's at the club, it's just, weird. Yeah. All this time, I'm like, oh, my bad.
Right?
I can't even handle you right now.
I'm sorry, I'm playing. I mean, I'm not playing, but I'm playing.
It was not a salsa club. That, what do you expect? I was like, boom. Like,
boom.
I'm sorry.
It's always like, oh, shoot, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Another, actually, real quick on that same note, we sometimes we have to deal with earwigs.
Mm-hmm.
So the earpieces.
Wait, a what? Who?
Earwig. So earwig is basically an earpiece, which is a speaker that you put inside your ear.
Oh, really?
So you're listening to the song, and it's not playing on a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that, usually music videos, television, is sound ordinance. You can't be playing, you know, sound
for anything,
whatever reason.
And they need to be able to be on the beat.
Exactly, right. And so in this case, it was dialogue was being said over the music.
Right, and so then they all had their ready, 5, 6,
7, 8, boom, right. So all of a sudden they started dancing, there's no music playing, and you know, if you're viewing it, you're like, what is going on right now? But
so
some of the pieces are hard to hear, and then they fall out, and so, you know, that was some... That day was a funny day to deal with the earwig pieces.
I love that.
Oh, so you're saying that when we see the wrestling team, like, in the gym, like, talking with, like, Emma and Jesus, and dancers are behind them, like, dancing, that's, like, shot silent.
No music.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That is
That's
terrifying.
So weird.
It's kind of crazy, right?
It's weirder for the dancers, about that. Actually.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Because, you know, you have no music to dance to.
This makes me nervous.
Oh, weird.
We'll do it. Don't worry.
Did they run it by Mariana and be like, hey, we really want to have a dance team. Like, do you think you could handle it? Or were they like, by the way, you're going to handle it?
I actually don't know the exact answer to that, but I think it was more along the lines of
you're gonna handle
this.
Okay. Yeah,
and she, like, awesome. I said, she just was like, let's do it. Let's go for this. Like, I'm down.
Oh my god.
And honestly, I told this to her on set. I was like, this is for the fans to see you do this is so inspiring.
Oh, yeah.
Not even as an actor artist, but just as a human being, like to do something like you were saying that is out of your comfort zone, which most people come to me and they're like, you know, I don't know how to dance. I'm just nervous. And I'm like, you just got to let your inhibitions go, get out there, do the movement and continuously do it because practice makes perfect in this situation.
Also, you know? She's such a good singer too.
Yeah,
like bringing us into
triple
there.
Threat. Jeez.
She is.
Damn.
That would
I can't
be
cool. wait to hear her music.
She's
I'm really excited. Huh?
She's the next Britney.
Oh, I love it.
I've said it every day. She needs to join the family band with Brandon and Lou. Right? Callie can back up.
Right?
Just don't sleep on her. She's there.
Don't sleep on her?
Don't sleep on it. Like, don't, like, yeah. Like,
I was
come
like,
on. Like, don't
I
sleep on her.
I haven't seen her
in years.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Okay, so tell us. You said you had a funny story about meeting Bradley. Can you tell us
here? Well, it's kind of a crazy story. Like, and since then, I've been telling a lot of artists to put their work online on Facebook, because I was contacted off Facebook by Bradley randomly. Hey, do you want to do this wedding for his best friend? Right? And I was like, sure. You know, and I have a production company called Astro Entertainment, where I produce entertainment for special events, music videos, television, that kind of thing. So I was like, sure, I'll get together my 8 professional dancers. We'll get this together. So we get in rehearsal. He's pretty nervous. He almost wasn't going to do it, which, you know, we kind of laugh about that till today as well. And we get in the rehearsal. He kills it. He comes in. I'm like, you're not a beginner dancer. You are almost like,
you could be intermediate.
Literally, I was like, you've been taking classes, haven't you? I could tell. And like the first movement, I was like, you're killing it. Like, aww, this is going to be amazing, you know? So bring the professional dancers in. Mm-hmm. We do the wedding. Stephanie Huntington, the bride, is like, loves it. Just like blown away by the whole experience. Crazy enough, we put it online. Britney Spears finds it. She tweets it. Hell, we're, yeah, like, what the heck is going on right now? It just goes viral. All this publicity. And it was never meant to be that. It was, mm-hmm, just a production that I do, right, all the time, regularly. Yeah. And Bradley was like, you know, this would be fun. You know, am I allowed to say the word? No. I'm not. Well, marriage takes what? So you better work. You know, yeah, you get it. So that's, yeah, what he said in the routine, which led to the whole, all the performers performing.
The B word.
The B word. Britney song. You're like, wait,
okay, what? I'm like, I didn't get it.
I was like, oh, no. No, I saw the video. I was obsessed with it. I made sure to tweet Bradley about it. It was funny because when you first watch it, I didn't realize the Fosters connection. And it's so funny because I talked to him on Twitter, and once I saw it was him, I was like, no, this is amazing. Like, I thought it was that much better. But I looked at your Instagram account, and you got to meet the queen herself. So, correct, please tell me about meeting Miss Britney Spears.
Right. It was a pretty surreal experience, you know, after all of that. By the way, before that happened, mm-hmm, that's when all the Foster stuff came about. Right. We worked together, and he's like, I'd love to bring you in. And
so amazing.
For an interview, awesome, and then it happened.
Especially when it happens organically.
It was organic.
And, you know, I worked. How you got connected to the Fosters.
Correct. Correct.
Oh my God.
Facebook.
And I keep telling everybody, put your stuff on Facebook. You never know what's going to happen. Not like in an egotistical kind of way, but to put, to share the art that you do,
right,
with the
and
world.
Just, and just, some people are looking.
Yeah.
You know, and don't get so butthurt if no one likes it. It's not for just, those people to unlike it. It's for everyone else who's looking for it.
And, you know, don't even read the comments. Just,
right,
put it out. Mm-hmm. Put it out. You know, so that was the connection. So, but basically we were invited by Britney to go see the concert.
So
the concert is amazing. If you haven't seen it, have you seen
no.
it?
No.
Oh, you guys.
I don't know who this is.
Britney Spears.
She's the one.
Singer. She's
from,
a singer.
The Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
She and Justin Timberlake.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-Y, because we like you.
Wait. No.
I love
piece
this.
Of me.
So you got to see her. What did she say to you?
She said it was a pleasure to meet us. You know, she had seen the video. And I don't know if you saw in the tweet, it was like, I can't remember the exact words, but it was like, I want to be a part of the 10-year anniversary and, you know, kind of thing. So
I don't deserve to be part of this conversation. Yeah. I don't know anything. I'm like, what?
What is going on? No.
My phone has been out of commission for quite some time now.
It's like the running joke.
Yeah.
She'll get it fixed. We're going to show it to
Do
her.
Do you know how she found the video?
No idea.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's faith. Other part. It's meant to be.
Again, put your work out there. Because then we put the video of the wedding out. And it just, you know.
So amazing.
But it was fun. And, you know, the square division also, that was their original choreography. I just kind of like manipulated certain things.
Right.
Just want to make sure, you know.
You made it work for the venue.
You made it work for the venue. And, you know, if you watch the video, it's the same choreography, which is great.
Yeah.
So amazing.
You know, so he's like, I want the same choreo. I want it to be like just like the video and all this stuff that she does.
Maybe we'll do that. That's like easy.
Are there laws about like copyright infringement for dance moves?
Not necessarily. I mean, this is my personal opinion always.
Yeah.
If someone uses a move, I take it as a form of flattery.
Absolutely.
I've seen my choreography like out in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I take it as a form of flattery. Like,
but like beyond like moves, like a sequence of moves, like all together.
Not if you tell people who the original creator was.
Gotcha.
As long as you don't
put your name on it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So and on the video, everything was fully credited to them.
Totally.
You know,
amazing.
So yeah.
And imitation is the best form of flattery. So you're right.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I admire their. I don't know if you know any of their other work. They did Kesha. They do Britney. They are amazing. They're like ridiculously talented.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And so Ciara is still on the dance team. Are we going to see it more next season? Part B.
So there's a possibility that we're coming back with a dance team, and there's a possibility that we're going to do some really fun stuff.
Wait, are we going to see the competition maybe that they keep talking about?
Not allowed to say anything.
Yes, but, that means we are.
I'm not allowed to say it, but all I can say is there's a possibility that we will be doing some very fun things.
Oh my god, we're gearing towards the end. But another question: we want to see a High School Musical.
You want to see a High School
Musical? Yeah.
Like a High School Musical, like,
oh. Blink Twice. Reboot.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
Oh my God.
Wait, don't make everyone dance. I think I'd feel embarrassed to see, like, the other characters. I'd be like, no, don't let Brendan and Jesus dance, please.
But Hayden is a great dancer.
Hayden, we did hear that. Gavin told us that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a great dancer.
Really actually, sick. I got to spend the day with the cast at Disneyland.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Which was so fun. They're like, you know, I'm sure you guys know at home, they're little celebrities. People were coming up to them crying. Like, it was
so
out of control.
Cute. Well, the Fosters is such a... That's how... I'm even a huge fan. Like, it's a good show. I love it. I don't know what it is either. I got stuck on it.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Oh my God. I watched them before I even came on here. So.
Really? Yeah.
God, let's jump to predictions.
Yes,
let's do it.
Let's.
We have a lot to talk about for next week as well.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, well,
this is one
Miss Thing, you start.
I forget,
okay.
I think that when Callie leans in to kiss Brandon, as we saw in the previews, mm-hmm. that Brandon is going to turn her down. And that's kind of what starts her anger. And then Quinn starts to do something. And then that's where she's like, I'm never going to be happy because he's like, I'm still not ready.
Okay, that's not happening. Chris, who do you ship?
Which couple do you like?
You can't ask me.
You have to pick one.
Brandon Callie, Callie Wyatt, Callie Solo, Brandon Solo.
This interview will not end until you pick one.
And make the right choice.
What exactly is the question again?
Okay, so which couple do you root for? So we have Callie and Wyatt, Brandon and Callie. Brandon and Callie.
It's the perfect.
I don't know. It's like, it's
Brandon
so
came
wrong,
first.
But it's so right. But it's
yes,
so
yes, but that's
so
why.
Right.
It's
like, so yeah. wrong.
It's
so
what we
right.
love as human beings.
Yeah.
But kind of like more wrong than right, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now that he's referring to her so much as sister a little bit, but.
There's the episode 5 or 4 of the band, I mean, when he sang the song and
oh
like, that
God.
Whole connection.
Yeah,
like,
Outlaws. Oh, God.
Lost
There's
forever.
So much drama happening in this finale. Also, Robert Quinn. Who knows what they're fighting about? I don't know.
I love him.
Oh,
is that your prediction?
Yes, exactly. That's it. That's all I want to say.
Okay, so I'm really sad because I guarantee that this is going to be jam-packed with drama since we're not going to be back until January. Sad face.
Great.
But I don't know what's going to happen. I think that maybe something is... So Callie's in the white dress. I think that this is her adoption party that Robert Quinn decides to throw for her. But I think that he's going to throw her for a loop. Something's going to happen. He's going to not sign the papers.
No,
or something.
Or he'll just offer.
Something is going to happen where it gives her another choice. Because right now she's going down one path. And then you know right at the end she's going to be given an A or B option.
Oh,
and she has
God.
To decide.
Two roads diverge in a yellow wood. Sorry, she could not travel both families. Okay, beyond potential dance team that might happen, might not in season 2B, what is next for you?
Oh, and other life?
Yeah.
Life. You know, the Fosters has become a big part of my life.
Yeah.
So we start in September, I think it is. September. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a big, you know, that's going to take a lot of my time. Other than that, I have just some little productions coming up. You know, some fun bar mitzvahs,
okay.
some fun weddings.
Nice.
Just did a wedding in Prague, actually.
Oh, fancy.
Wow.
Okay.
And you said it was Asher Entertainment?
Asher Entertainment.
Okay,
yeah.
And then for all of our fans out there who want to find you on Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I have a funny Instagram name, and I don't even want you to ask me why or how
okay.
it originates, but it's JTC Style 5.
Okay.
Okay.
I know how it originated. You don't
do
have
you?
To
okay, it. Can you guess?
Yeah,
dancer.
Like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Like,
when I was like 10 years old, I was like
of
really
course.
Into NSYNC. NSYNC was a huge
inspiration.
Because
who didn't
want to
dance like JT? My same thing. Oh my God.
Oh, I've heard of NSYNC.
Yeah.
Totally.
Not Britney.
And what's your website?
AstroEntertainment.com.
Awesome.
And JTC Style 5 is the Instagram and yeah.
Amazing.
All that social media stuff.
Oh man, Stephanie, hit us.
You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, GIORGI, as well as on Vine that way. And a shout out to Abby who did that awesome Vine for me. You're great. And follow me on Instagram at StephyG47.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jillian Leff, my website JillianLeff.com, and you can find me on Facebook. I'm at Jillian Leff Official.
Oh, baby, and I'm on everywhere as well. Jeff Masters won. This is another great episode. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. to watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.